This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on importance of mental health. The participants are Dr. Bhavuk Garg, Associate Professor, Lady Harding Medical College, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor.
Mental health has for long been debated in our country. According to a survey, 10.6% of our population has mental health issues. Well, for this, we need lots of awareness. We also need a great pool of psychiatrists and clinical psychologists. Fortunately, mental issues are now less of a taboo, or so we would like to believe. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Dr. Bhavuk Garg. Welcome, Dr. Garg, to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you.
Dr. Garg, for a common person, when we talk of a mental illness, we know of it as depression, paranoia, schizophrenia, perhaps suicidal tendencies. What else?
So for a common person, if I were to broadly classify mental health issues or mental disorders, I would do it in terms of there is one category of common mental disorders and there is one category of severe mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So common mental disorders would cover disorders like depressive disorders, depression or anxiety disorders, even obsessive compulsive disorder. Severe mental illnesses would cover disorders like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. So all these disorders, they differ in their presentation and they differ in the treatment and the outcome that they have. But at the same time, it's also very important to recognize that not all psychological symptoms should be labeled as mental disorders. So what we usually say that only if any kind of psychological symptoms, they are present on a persistent and a pervasive basis. They're present on most of the days for a significant duration of time. And if they are causing significant distress and dysfunction, specifically in terms of socio-occupational dysfunction, only then we label something as a mental disorder. So that demarcation and that differentiation is very important to make when we are talking about mental health issues or mental disorder.
Does that become a base for the decision whether to go to a psychiatrist who is an MBBS and an MD in psychiatry, or we go to take the patient to a clinical psychologist? What becomes the decisive factor?
Not necessarily. There is no decisive factor per se. But if we see both psychiatrists and clinical psychologists, they are trained to diagnose or evaluate as well as manage both common mental disorders as well as severe mental disorders.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the intervention that we provide, usually the patients come to a psychiatrist, they diagnose a person with having a particular mental health issue. And then after discussing with the patient, we usually tend to follow a collaborative decision-making process. We discuss with the patient that, okay, you have this disorder, and these are the approaches that we can use for helping a particular person. Usually in case of milder symptoms in depression and anxiety, only therapy or psychotherapy in technical terms, what we call in lay terms, what is known as counseling,
right,
which is given by a clinical psychologist, that works on its own. But if the symptoms are moderate or moderately severe or more than severe, in those cases, medications also become essential and important. So psychologists mostly do therapies or psychotherapy as well as psychological assessments. Psychiatrists would give medications, and some of the psychiatrists, because as part of training, we are also trained in psychotherapy. They also administer psychotherapy as well.
Right. We are now joined by Dr. Pratima Murthy, Director NIMHANS. Welcome, Dr. Murthy, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Murthy, today was a very auspicious day when the Honorable President Draupadi Murmu, she was there and she marked her presence at the 50th anniversary celebrations of NIMHANS, which is a premier institute for mental health issues. Could you elaborate what was the significance of this event and how it has brought about a change in perception of mental health over the years?
It was very momentous to have our Honorable President, Srimati Draupadi Murmu, at the Golden Jubilee of NIMHANS. As you know, NIMHANS was established in 1974 by the amalgamation of a mental hospital, the Mysore Government Mental Hospital, and the first postgraduate institute of mental health, the All India Institute of Mental Health. And we are now an institute of national importance. And therefore, I think one of the things that the Honorable President mentioned, which is very important, is that stigma is coming down with the increasing awareness about mental health symptoms. It's very important for people to be aware of the causes for mental distress and disorders and to seek appropriate help in a timely manner. It's also very important for people to take care of their mental health, just like they take care of their physical. So mental health promotion along with treatment for disorders is both very important.
Yes, when you talk about the factors, ma'am, what are the factors associated with mental illnesses? Because India is so culturally diverse. There is an urban India and there is a rural Bharat. Do you see some discrepancy or some difference of the existence of mental illnesses in the rural and the urban milieu?
So there are some mental disorders which are common across all kinds of diversity. So for example, severe mental illness like schizophrenia, bipolar mood disorder, where there is a considerable biological component to the disorder, tend to be more constant. In addition to the biological causes of these disorders, there may be psychological causes, like, for example, loss of a loved one, facing various kinds of trauma, etc. In also social causes, poverty, lack of resources, lack of support can also be important causes. Therefore, when these kind of problems are there, particularly related to the socioeconomic deprivation, you may actually find differences. It is well established that among poorer socio-demographic levels, there might be various kinds of disorders which are more prevalent than, let's say. On the other hand, even urbanization, moving from smaller towns to bigger towns, the fast-paced life, having excessive exposure to gadgets and information can also be sources of anxiety and depression. So certainly, there are these differences due to a variety of different causes.
Thank you, Dr. Murthy, for talking to us. And once again, congratulations on achieving this great milestone of 50th anniversary celebrations of NIMHANS. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Dr. Garg, I take a cue from Dr. Murthy. I also endorse industrialization, modernization, westernization, urbanization. Mm-hmm. Add to that, and there's a whole influx of social media. In a social milieu, especially in the urban milieu, we have working couples, latchkey kids. Kids come home and they don't see. And the breaking of the joint family system. Earlier in a joint family system, the older person or oldest person was like a counselor, an informal counselor. Do you see this as a great factor in mental illness, in the booming of mental illnesses in urban areas?
Yes, I think all these are very important factors, especially in the Indian context, leading to the increased morbidity or prevalence of mental health issues. The urbanization, modernization, westernization, whichever name you give to this particular phenomena, it's leading to increase in the mental health issues. It's led to smaller family systems. It's led to that race of always, trying to achieve or trying to progress. Progression in life has to be created with progression in career,
right?
And we are somehow leaving our families or our children behind in that race. Additionally, social media, like you mentioned, social media with all its benefits in terms of providing the information on your fingertips, right? It's led to significant problems as well. The adolescents today, they look at social media, they have this phenomenon of fear of missing out. They see other people doing certain things and they feel, I am not doing this. I am somehow deprived of these things, which leads to stress. They tend to develop body image issues. There's that figure which is shown that you have to have this kind of a body. A man, a boy should have a six-pack abs and, a girl should have a size zero figure, right? Skin should be blemish-free. You have filters on social media. You feel that your skin should be like that. So all this is leading to stress, and in certain cases, it leads to diagnosable disorders as well. We have what we call as a body dysmorphic disorder, where a person is always concerned about how their nose looks, how their skin feels, and whether they are obese, overweight, and they even go for procedures like aesthetic procedures / cosmetic procedures, tummy tucking procedures. So all these things have actually increased, and I think social media is one of the major reasons behind this. So I think you rightly said that all these factors are leading to increase in the frequency, the prevalence of mental health issues, both subsyndromal as well as diagnosable mental health issues.
Naturally, most of the people what they post on social media is all happiness, dig deeper and they have their own problems, which the struggles don't appear on the social media.
Right.
Only the nice, happy pictures come. Some impressionable minds can get a little bit of a complex and all.
Right.
We are now joined by Sudhindra from Bengaluru. Sudhindra is our correspondent. Let's see what he has to say at the Honorable President's inauguration of the extended facility at NIMHANS.
It was a very important day in the history of NIMHANS when President dedicated to the nation MRI scanning machine and other facilities at student hostels and other facilities that are really helpful in studying, researching in the area of mental health and neurosciences. And the President also spoke about how NIMHANS is instrumental in creating human resource development, how they are training district-level hospitals in extending medical health to the grassroots level. He also spoke about how NIMHANS is working towards integrating yoga and Ayurveda with their activities.
NIMHANS' modern systems of healthcare can successfully incorporate traditional methods such as yoga to alleviate both mental and physical distress. The integrative medicine services of NIMHANS has been a model for all to examine the applications of yoga and Ayurveda in the promotion of mental health and well-being and in the treatment of psychiatric and neurological disorders.
President also spoke in length about telemanas. Telemanas is actually creating awareness, and not only that, and it is removing the inhibitions in people so that they can freely call this helpline in 20 languages. In their own language, they can speak and get the redressal.
Thank you, Sudhindra, for that update. Thank you very much. Dr. Kar, there is one aspirational India. On the other hand, we are now recognizing skills for the children, and yet we see that there is a lot of suicide rate amongst children, a lot of stress. We have a rote learning system in our schools and colleges, and we have not taught our children how to cope with stress. Is the government thinking of any policy? If I could extend that to farmers or other citizens, as we talked of urbanization, is there any policy of the government how to cope with this and expand awareness and coping skills for its citizens? Especially the children.
Multiple programs and multiple schemes, actually.
Uh-huh.
So we have what we call as a national mental health program and its district mental health program component. So as part of these programs, mental health services, not only treatment as well as preventive and promotive services in terms of awareness generation, in terms of early identification and suitable counseling or psychotherapy, they are being provided across the various districts in the country. 767 districts as of now to be the figure for district mental health program is. Additionally, in terms of school, there are different programs which the Ministry of Education is also running. They have what we call as the Manodarpan program, Manodarpan scheme. So under that, they have developed manuals to specifically promote mental health in school children and adolescents, as well as early identification of mental health issues among the school children. The CBSE, the Central Board of Secondary Education, it actually puts in a clause that to be accredited with CBSE, you need to have a wellness teacher or a school counselor in the school. The government recognizes it and they are making suitable steps to identify this issue. But the biggest challenge in this is, and in fact, I was having a meeting recently and we discussed this, that we have many things, policies are there on paper, but the biggest problem is implementation.
Right.
Because of multiple stakeholders involved, as well as the sheer numbers, the population of the country, it's very difficult to meet the demands or the requirements of the country with the existing workforce in terms of the mental health professionals as well as teachers or the school counselors. So capacity building is something that we are currently working on, increasing the number of mental health professionals, training the already existing professionals. But this does pose a huge challenge.
Could you briefly tell us about the Telemanas scheme? What is it about?
Telemanas is, I think, at present the flagship scheme looking towards the mental health in the country. It was launched on the occasion of World Mental Health Day in 10th October in 2022. So it's now more than 2 years that it has been in place. And I think I was reading somewhere recently, I think reached more than 15 lakh calls since the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And a Telemanas cell has been established in every state and union territory in the country. So Telemanas is able to provide the mental health services to even the remotest areas in the country. So any person can call the number 14416, which is a toll-free number, and then seek mental health support in terms of counseling. There is a provision of upscaling. If it is found that a person is having more issues, they are connected to a psychiatrist. If required, they are referred appropriately to the nearest mental health facility. And I think when this Telemanas celebrated its 2 year anniversary on 10th October 24, they have also launched a Telemanas app now. App is also available both for Android and recently for iOS as well. It provides a medium sometimes that, you know, it reduces the stigma. A person is not comfortable going directly to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, talking to them. So that app interface or even the call interface, that reduces that stigma somehow. Yes. And then if required, the person can be prepared to seek a proper consultation, a face-to-face consultation.
It's like a first level of consultation.
It's like a first level. In certain cases, it goes beyond that also, where, you know, just therapy is required that can be administered over a phone call as well.
14416, that's the number one can dial. All right, thank you, Dr. Garg, for talking to us and updating us on lots of good things about the mental health issues. We are optimistic that things will improve in our country. We have come a long way, but still a long way to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on importance of mental health. The participants were Dr. Bhavuk Garg, Associate Professor, Lady Harding Medical College, and Lalima Aneja Dang, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.